Blog Talk Radio.
Word, biblios, many books, taken through the ages, ageless, timeless, prophets, apostles, epistles, the gospel, the righteous, the hostile, the woeful, the wonderful.
On the Sabbath days or on Sundays, it's easy to find me. It's most likely up in your churches where I might be. It's millions over this earth who would tell you that they like me. But realistically, half of them take what I say lightly.
Yo, they just push me off the table like they don't need me. Look me in my face like they don't see me.
What?
Granny's off the church and she won't leave me. Then she comes home from church, but she won't read me.
My name, King James Version, born in 1611. I was made to teach brethren how to reach the kingdom of heaven. Might not be saying the same thing as your reverend. My quote was broke, but it ain't the way it's living.
You probably catch me at your grandma's house, open the Psalms. I was like your grandpa's spouse over in Arm. You catch me in a small jailhouse over in Guam. I speak about the hotel from nowhere to John.
Now travel through my pages, learn about the ancients. Life and death is in me, but some don't want to hear me. Misuse me to conquer many lands. Many men have been slaves for who I am. The saints' blood on their hands.
Governments attempted to get rid of me and still trying. Society refuse to listen to me and still dying. I give counsel to disciples on his field grind to remind them that the place they want to be is still dying.
Yo, I'm a bookshelf missionary. I could school the school books plus Dr. Seuss in the dictionary. What's written is power. I'm sitting in the parlor. I'm the only book closed, but I open at any hour.
It's always an happy head kid with a gold tooth with his hand on my head saying he's gonna tell the whole truth.
Yo, dude, they got me on a show called Dusty. Living godly is a must, but don't nobody trust me.
I teach about the old trails, mortars the bomb, seven plagues, seven seals, soldiers the swarm, rage in the field, soldiers, storms, the currents, the horns, you've been warned.
A lot of preachers want me on their team just to make a profit, when all I want to do is give you words of the sacred prophets, so my creators can see believers making progress. I warn them of the dangers and loving material objects.
Open me up, pray to the God of all men, the God of Jacob, Isaac, the God of Abraham. May he open up his plan, why he came as a man. God 12 and spread his truth to every nation through the land.
Yo, we kicked it, you was once sober. But you won't show my name, cause when your friends came, you keep turning my front over. What's this on my back? Use me as a cup coaster. Come closer, let me do my job like I'm supposed
yo,
to.
Yo, bro, there's 66 books in me, good and plenty. But up north, they rip out pages to puff sensei. But the saints study intensely, cause there's riches in me. But to the wicked, I ain't worth
a penny. And you can run around wildin', looking in the sky. Or you can read me, choose life or die. Who's right but I, man, a tooth for an eye. The water's broke loose, now the fire's gonna fry.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible. I hold the keys to survival. I'm here to strengthen God's saints and the water's
I'm
vital.
The Bible.
I'm the Bible. I'm telling you, stop serving these idols. Ain't no other God, the Lord holding that title.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible. Original holy scrolls, comfort lonely souls with the oracles of the moral code.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible. I'm trying to save many men, but any who pretend his kingdom, they won't be getting them.
I'm the number one selling book of all time. I done made billions. But if the people don't understand, I ain't happy. So come get with me, sit with me, and I'ma show you mysteries.
Something similar to that a few months ago.
All right. Welcome once again to another episode of Swear Truth Presents Bible Talk. My name is Bishop. I'm one of the teachers here with the ISBHBK, the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge. We have schools located throughout the country. One of the main schools we're dealing with right now is the one in San Antonio, Texas, located at 4219 Sunnygate Drive. San Antonio, Texas, 78217. We have classes there. The brother of war teaches on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 10. Then on Wednesdays, we have the brother Shamswan teaching from also 7 to 10. Then on Thursdays, you have the brother Kawakab, who's doing a live feed from Guatemala through the Skype services from 7 to 10 also. And then on Friday, he does the Sabbath class also. So we invite you to join us for any one of those times and dates there in San Antonio to swing by and come on through, all right? And come through and break bread with the brothers and get some outstanding wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight into the Most High's heart, into the Most High's thoughts, and understanding about these last days, about what's going on. It was Quaniah. Shalom, come on in. We also have a school in Houston, Texas. And in Houston, they're located at 8524 South Bridgewood Boulevard. That's there in Houston, Texas. And those brothers have classes. You can see them live on YouTube, the YouTube channel ISBHPK. Live or ISBHPK Kids. Go and check them out. Right? They're doing an outstanding job. And again, their classes are from 7 to 10, basically Monday through Friday. You can catch them. And then also on Saturdays, they have a Sabbath class that they're holding down from 10 a.m. to, you can go till 2, 3, 4, 5, to whenever. We invite you to go and check them out, help them out and assist them and what they have going on. They're in Houston, Texas. And here in Albuquerque, we meet every Saturday here at the public library from the hours of we try to get in from 10 to 2. Especially when I'm not in town, brothers are getting here on time from 10 to 2. When I'm in town, it can be anywhere from 10 to 11, anywhere in between there, to 12 or whatever. But we invite you to come and check us out and join us every Saturday near the downtown public library classroom or conference room number 2. You're invited to come and join us and break bread with us. With that, I'm joined today by the brothers
Salama,
Gamaria Allah.
Hi, Mark.
And we'd like again, thank everybody for tuning in. I need some filibuster time as I'm sending the announcements out.
Yeah, we've been blessed to keep the classes going out here in Albuquerque every, like the brother said, every Saturday from around 10 to about 1:30 to 2 at the latest, and we really are. Coming to the, I don't know if anybody out there knows that we have a high holy day that starts this evening, actually. It's so that if you want to wear that from last night's Sabbath, we have the Sabbath also starting tonight, which is the memorial of the blowing of the trumpets. So if any of our listeners out there were unaware, we hope that this edification is now given to you so that you understand it's a double Sabbath, back to back. So with that being said,
tonight is high holy night. All right, it is a double Sabbath, so in the same way you observe the regular weekly Sabbath, this is to extend that for another day. All right, and keeping this in mind, go to Acts 17, is it 31?
Because you appointed a day.
17 and 30.
30. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
All right. So if you weren't aware that it was a double Sabbath, whereas a lot of people have adopted the practice of not buying anything on the Sabbath, and that they make all their preparations and make all their purchases before the Sabbath, before the sun sets on Friday evening. With you not being aware of this fact, that obviously if you need to go ahead and if you need to prepare something for tonight, the Most High says that he wakes the ignorance. That if you weren't aware that tonight's the Sabbath and you need to go and purchase anything and get ready for the Sabbath being tonight, then obviously the Most High will make an allowance. All right? And that's a failure on my part or our part as the shepherds to not let it be aware, let it be known in enough time for everybody to properly prepare for a double Sabbath. To know that all purchases, for those who are observing it that way, should be made before the Sabbath comes in. But if you didn't make any purchases or you need to prepare for tonight's Sabbath, so you can honor it in your home with your family, then it's okay for you to go ahead and make those purchases so you might be able to observe the Sabbath all properly like you did last night. Okay, so what scripture was that? Can we read again? Tell everybody where you're at.
Acts chapter 17, verse 30. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at.
So if there's a time that you were ignorant, that you really didn't know, it says the Most High does what?
God winked at.
He winks at. Go ahead.
But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
But then once you find out or you know better, then repent. So we will do our best to make sure we give, matter of fact, the Day of Atonement is the 17th.
So next
Is it the 17th?
Do we
need to double check it, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, let's double check this, make sure.
I think it's the 17th. So it's not this coming Monday, but the Monday after.
Well, let's make sure we got the right date.
Let's see.
The day's homework is anywhere you're at.
17th sundown.
Yeah.
Sundown the 17th.
And I guess we need to go into that class also about what the Day of Atonement is about. It's the only fast that the Most High requires for the whole nation of Israel to observe. When the scripture talks about humbling your soul and humbling yourself, that the way you would humble your one of the particular ways you humble your soul is through fasting. And it's, again, it's the only fast that the Most High requires. And He does let you know that by observing this, that your sins for the past year can be atoned for. Right, that they'll be atoned for. And as we like to go over that class, one of the deeper meanings of the Day of Atonement and that fast is not just that you go on a diet and that you don't eat anything for that day, but that if you understand the importance of getting your sins forgiven for the past year, that all you got to do is have enough mental strength, enough spiritual strength over your body, over your flesh, to deny yourself food and water. Because you know how important this is to get right with the Most High. That you're going to deny your body what it needs to survive. A necessity. You need food. You need water. It's absolute. And if you can deny yourself these things for one day, 24-hour period, you can apply that same mindset throughout the rest of the year. For a bunch of foolishness, nonsense, petty shit, petty things. If you can deny yourself one day, you can use that same mental power any other time. The fact that you understand how important this day is, that you're going to have the sins for the past year forgiven by denying yourself necessities. Then for all the rest of the dumb things that we do that commit sin, the different desires we have, the different lusts we have, the different emotions that hit us, the different thoughts that come to our mind, that if I have enough mental power for one day to fight, resist, deny myself, that same power can be used throughout the rest of the year. That same energy can be used throughout the rest of the year. That you have enough mental strength and scruples, I guess that's the word to use, you got enough wit to know better. All right, this thing of I just don't know what came over me. This thing of you know, Esau's excuses for a chemical imbalance. Stop. If you know that for one day, if I do this, the Most High is going to look out for me. You can apply that anytime. Is your hand raised? You want to say something?
No.
All right. So, what day is the actual on? Is
17th.
It's a week from this coming Monday.
So not this Monday, but the following Monday.
Okay, so the following Monday is what?
The 17th. It's going to be the Day of Atonement.
The Day of Atonement.
That's going to be the Day of Atonement.
At sundown. week from Monday, sundown.
All right, so a week from Monday, sundown is the Day of Atonement, and it's a fast. So when the sun sets on that...
Monday night.
We're on a fast until the following day, which will be the 18th at sunset. At the 18th at sunset, we're allowed to eat again. But what's highly suggested, I need to go over this class. What's highly recommended is before you eat, give me that in 1 John, where it talks about if you confess. It's in 1 John. You might have to look it up. Rumors that again, it's not about just because we went on a diet for 24 hours, But the fact that you denied yourself when the hunger pain hits, when that thirst has got you, you want to drink something bad. But you remind yourself, for the Most High, I'm going to deny myself. To get things right between me and the Most High, let me deny myself. Then now that power can be used at any time.
If we confess our sins.
That's it right there.
First John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Can I read it one more time?
First John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins.
If we confess our sins. Go ahead.
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
And Most High is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So not just the fact that you went on a diet and then went on about your business. But take the time before you eat, after the sun sets, before you eat, you need to really take some time to reflect and confess to the Most High what you've been doing. All right? And let it come out. And it's a humbling thing when have thoughts. When you talk to yourself in just your mind, that's one thing. But when you speak out loud and hear your words, the words of your mind, it's your voice, and your words go past your ear, and you're confessing what the hell it is you did, it's something, there's a total different effect than when you just keep it in your head, like, you know, I ain't gonna tell nobody, I'm gonna take this to the grave. Most of you know what I did, so I ain't gonna say nothing. But when you sit there and you're actually giving account for the past year, all the dumb things, shit you've done, all the sins you've committed this past year, and you hear yourself saying it, there's a real humility that comes with that. There's a real embarrassment that comes with that. Especially when it's your voice. If someone else is telling you about what you did, it's easy to block that out, deny,
downplay,
get distracted, keep moving. But when you hear your own voice coming externally, out your mouth, past your ears, there's a whole other experience that takes place, that you're actually hearing what the hell it is you've done. You're confessing what it is you've done. And then as I go through this class, not today, we'll go through it during this week. But as you go through this class and you go back and look at and consider, in order to make things right, also, given the one in Matthew 5, if you have a gift to the Most High, leave it at the altar, but you know your brother has aught with you. It says, leave your gift at the altar.
Verse 24. You know the verse right before it? Or
read the verse before it. What does it say?
This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way.
Do it and read it a little louder and one more time, please.
Okay. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother.
What's the saying?
If there was an issue, a grievance, a grudge.
Right.
If your brother has a grudge against you, or you have a grudge against your brother, instead of just leaving that, giving the gift to the Most High, you're supposed to leave that gift at the Most High's altar and go make things right with your brother first.
Yeah, to fix the problem. Yeah. You actually make that offering to the Most High.
Right. Let's read again. I like everything you're saying. Read again.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 23.
I just want to bring some light to something that stand out to me with this verse. Go ahead.
Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar.
Okay, so if you're bringing something to the Most High because you know you messed up, and now you want to make things right between you and the Most High, so you're trying to bring this gift to the Most High. Go ahead.
And there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee.
But you remember that you're not that you got aught with someone. But what?
Somebody got an issue with you. He got an issue with you.
Yeah, someone got an issue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you got an issue with everybody. That's where we all like to get on the victim card, the victim road, the victim.
Victim game?
Game. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. Everybody done this to me. You get I've been wronged. You got this super paranoia thing going on that you ain't did nothing to nobody. Everybody's just done something to you. You tripping. It said, before you bring your gift, but you know, somebody's got an issue with you. What's Christ say do?
He said, leave there, verse 24, leave there thy gift before the altar.
Leave what?
Leave there thy gift before the altar.
Read.
And go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother.
First be what?
First be reconciled to thy brother.
First be reconciled to your brother. Can we look at the word reconcile?
Reconcile.
To restore.
To settle or resolve. To make compatible, harmonious, or consent. To reestablish a close relationship.
Y'all gotta fit this into the scripture, right?
Kind of.
To win over to friends.
I have restore friendly relations between. So you were once friends, now you got issue with each other, and it's kind of driven a wedge between you. So you're distant right now, but to reconcile means to bring that back together. You know, push that wedge out from in between you and settle your issues and be close again. Reconcile the relationship. In other words, so a good synonym for restore relationship.
Bring it out, bring it out. Come on, it's dead as fuck. It's dead in here. Bring it out.
Got it.
Y'all just sitting there just like bumping along, like, okay, well, try to be entertaining instead of helping with this. Come on, y'all.
Well, it's like when it talks about reconciling, like, say you piss somebody off. This is the best way I could do it.
How many times y'all heard the Atomic class?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've taught it. I know how many times I've taught it. Well,
right.
No, I don't know. I know y'all heard it more than once.
Huh.
To act sit here like, I don't know where we're going.
No.
I don't know what we're doing. This is brand new. What is it? Is this the library?
Well,
how did I get here?
You want to expand or reconcile.
Well, to reconcile.
To restore a relationship.
Yeah, to cause to become friendly or peaceable again. I have to make it.
Again.
Yes.
Because you once were. But then now you're not anymore. To reconcile means to bring it back. To where it was,
kind
to restore that relationship,
bury
the hatchet, so to speak.
Kind. It says, verse 24, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 24, it says, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way, first cause to become friendly or peaceable again to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. So if I know that I've wronged this person, I have to go back and make amends. I have to go back and now, instead of the effort attitude, you know what I'm saying? You mad at me, I'm mad at you. I have to go back and make things right. That's what it means to reconcile.
Make things right again.
Kind.
Because once it was and something happened, but now you're trying to bring it back to where it was before. So I'll fit another simple one in there just to further expound. Verse 24 says, leave therefore thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be restored a relationship between thy, restored a relationship with thy brother, and then come and offer thy gifts. So I, instead of reconcile, I put the restore a relationship.
Rectify.
Between
hatch
rectify.
Up,
bury square, the hatchet.
Square up. Settle. Resolve.
Make peace.
Pacify.
Make up.
Kind. Reunite.
Mm-hmm. Reunite.
I have to come back and reunite with my brother
there
now.
There you go.
So now, then this is the thing that we are supposed to be doing during the Day of Atonement. Like the brother said, when you go to break that fast, that following evening, before I indulge in the food, I'm supposed to really think about the wrongs that I've done to the brothers and sisters that are out there. And rebuild, rekindle that, or restore that relationship that was hurt, that was broken.
Damaged. Right. So, for the tying that in with the Day of Atonement, what that is about, if I'm not jumping too far ahead, would be us reconciling or restoring a relationship between us and our Heavenly Father, us and the Most High.
But now, how do you do that?
Well, the Most High requires, and we're going to go further into it, is for us to fast. No consumption of anything for an entire 24-hour period afflict our spirits, afflict our souls.
That is part of it. But now, what's the other part?
To really have remorse and feel bad and repent and pray during that time and really show your sincerity toward the Father, toward the Most High, that you're really sorry for what you've done.
But
you
now,
know what you've done up until that point to offend Him or... You know, to things that you've done that are displeasing in the eyes of the Father.
Both of those things you said are completely right. Like,
mm-hmm.
But now, how do I do that? Because, like I said, I have to make things right with Him. And now, how do I make things right with Him? I go to those people that I've offended.
Right.
And I work to patch up that relationship.
Okay.
To reunite.
The water, Shama. Kind. Right.
Now, I
because you offend the Most High when you offend.
The Most High says in the Scripture, he says, when you've done this to the least of one of these, my little ones,
you've done
this unto me. So now, in showing that I really am sorrowful, now, aside from the fasting, I have to go back and make amends with the brothers and sisters that I have offended.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I show the Most High I truly am sorry. You know, I have to do those things, and I have to what? I have to now humble myself, because my opinion might be that I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's not about my opinion; it's about what the scriptures have told us to do, and looking out for our brothers and our sisters. So I've offended. Now I have to be humble enough to go back and apologize to make things right, because the offense that I did could be something so detrimental that it might turn someone away from the Most High. And now, if we're supposed to be gathering together, it is my opinion more valuable than what the Most High has called me to do? On the one day He wants me to fast, I can fast,
right.
But what's the point of fasting if I don't go back and now reaffirm those bonds that I know that I've caused to be damaged, pulled thin, frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
We have to consider, and what you're saying, Shama, we didn't have to consider what we've done to offend somebody. As opposed to being in this mindset of just always thinking about how I'm offended. Instead of always just thinking about, well, you did this to me, and you did this, and you did this, and you did this. It's time to come back and reflect on what I did to contribute to that problem. What I did, the scripture says only by pride comes contention. So what did I do to contribute to this problem? And if a person not willing to get to that point to consider what they did to contribute to this problem and only want to point the finger at everybody else about how you just offended me, you just did this, and you did this, and you did this, but I don't want to come back and consider my part and contributing to this problem, then your fast is worthless. You really just went on wait, they got the Atkins diet. They got the
yeah, you just did it for health.
The Hollywood diet.
Right.
Yeah, you went on a diet. But if you're not going to sit there and consider what part you played in damaging the relationship.
You going to play the victim?
You're just the victim. Please, if you have something to bring out, please bring it out.
Instead of playing the victim, it basically means you're pointing fingers at everybody else. You're not trying to be accountable for what you've done, for your actions, for your words. And you're not holding yourself responsible for anything that you've done. Because it's never one-sided. No situation is ever one-sided. Both people are guilty of adding fuel to the fire, so to speak. It never just, well, this person did all this and this person did all wrong. I was an innocent bystander. That's a lie. I say by a good 95% of the situations, there is no such thing as innocent bystander. That's just unrealistic. And again, if you're not willing to hold yourself accountable, as Scrooge says, examine thyself, whether that be in the faith or not, and you're not willing to see what you've done wrong, because the ways of a man are according to his own eyes, the Most High is not going to be able to forgive you, because you're not able to humble down and see within yourself where your error is at, or where what trespass you have caused against other people. Because if you can't forgive, man, if you can't forgive your brother for what he's done against you, the Most High can't forgive you what you've done against your brother.
Oh, why should
let's get that.
Right.
Was that? Is that Matthew 7?
It's Matthew 6, verse 14 and 15.
Cool. Nice one.
Can I read it for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses.
So anything that people have done wrong against you, to be able to forgive that. Read.
Your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
That's kind of self-explanatory. There's no need to break that down.
Mm-hmm.
But because, well, yeah, I'll break it down either way. So if you forgive people the wrong that they've done against you, the Most High will forgive you in the first place. So by you forgiving this person for the wrong that they caused you, whether they choose to forgive you or not, but the eyes of the Most High, in that situation, you consider blameless now. Your hands are clean. Now it's up to this person to do their part. Go ahead.
Verse 15, but if you forgive not men their trespasses.
But if you can't do that because somebody did you wrong, and you're not able to let it go, so to speak. Read.
Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
You can't let it go, and you know what? Accept this person back as a friend or as a brother, or as a mother, sister, daughter, father, what have you. Most of us not gonna let you off the hook.
Either, right?
So it's kind of you gotta pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
Either forgive this person and be considered blameless to the eyes of the Most High, or don't forgive this person, and don't be considered blameless. But Scripture says that clean hands make the man stronger and stronger. So the more you're able to forgive people for what they've done against you, the more the Most High will give you forgiveness, grace, mercy, compassion, and blessings. But if you're not doing that, first examining yourself and seeing the wrong that you caused, you must just throw this out the window, man.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it goes back into the parable that we've talked about in numerous classes, about the parable of the unforgiving servant.
Mm-hmm.
That servant that owed a lot of money to the king, and the king, because of the pleas and the things that he did, the king overlooked it. But now that same servant went to his fellow servant who owed him like $2.
Right.
And put hands on him.
Let's get that.
It's Matthew chapter 18 and 23.
Let's get that.
It's Matthew 18-23.
How many talents was it that he owed? Since y'all got it, I want to look it up real quick.
Let's see. I remember when we actually went to it before.
Right.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 23.
I can look it up real quick as he's reading to it. I can already have it prepared.
Yeah.
Did it say how many talents that he owed the king?
10,000 talents.
10,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go ahead and read and break it down. I'm looking it up.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 23. Now therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all they that had, and payment to be made. So right here it's talking about this king owes a kingdom, and he's calling to record those who owe him money. And there's this one servant that owes him money, and he can't pay. So the king's decree is that, okay, if you can't pay me, everything including you have has to be sold so I can get my money back. So they were going to sell him, his wife, his kids, his servants, his possessions, everything to pay this debt that he owed to the king. Verse 26, it says, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord.
So he owed the king how much?
10,000 talents.
This is from Yahoo's Best Answers and from the Google search. In today's, it tells you a talent is about 62 pounds in of troy weight. We can break it down to ounces, how much gold is per ounce, whatever. But the best answer they got here, and this is from 10 years ago, so obviously the price is even more. But from 10 years ago, it would be $3 billion.
Wow.
So 10,000 talents?
$3 billion.
But that was from 10 years ago.
Wow.
Let's do this. Hold up. I'm going to look up what's the troy pound versus the American pound.
Today's modern terminology, one talent is $1,400,116.57.
One talent. So he owes him.
It's how much?
One talent in today's currency would be worth $1,400,116.57.
That's one talent.
That's one talent. He owed him 10,000.
So yeah. That's how you get up to the $3 billion, because that times 10,000.
Yeah.
Gets up there.
I'm gonna turn my calculator sideways.
Right. Got rid of.
So 1.4 mil.
Right.
All right. Times 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You just rounded it down, it'd be roughly a little bit more than that.
It's $14 billion.
So that's more than the $3 billion.
Oh yeah, he would owe him $14,160,000.
Gosh.
How much?
$14,160,000.
So this server owes that amount of money
to the king.
Okay, that's a lot.
Oh yeah.
That's a lot to be forgiven for.
Let's read.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 26. The servant fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him.
What's a pence?
And took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest.
So
after this servant was forgiven, he went hood on it. He went and saw somebody that owed him 100 pence, and didn't share with what just happened with the king, him and the king. He put hands on the brother that owed him 100 pence, and then was like, you know what? You ain't gave my money. Go to jail.
No, we gonna read that story a little.
A pence is $1.43.
So he owed him $100.
$1.50 is what he owed.
$1.50.
Read it. What is it?
A pence is a dollar, is a value of $1.50. One pence.
So, 100 pence would be 100 bucks.
A little bit over 100, yeah.
Just over 100 bucks.
Yeah,
150.
Okay, $150.
Yeah.
Compared to 14 billion.
Yeah, there's no comparison.
How many zeros apart is that?
the difference in number is 14,159,850 difference.
Wow.
Drop to a bucket.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to take this under fence and give it to the king, but nope. Here, I'm starting to prepare the debt.
Here's $150 of what I owe you.
Here goes $150 to the $14 billion I owe. I just want to give you a sum because,
you know it's my startup.
Right. Since my brother looked out for me, I'm going to look out because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to at least chop it down some.
It's literally a drop out of a full bucket of water.
Would you even call that a drop?
No.
It's that.
That's like somebody accidentally kind of spit on you. They
talking to
little stuttering and that little itty bitty.
Smaller than a drop.
Right. And you can see it.
Yeah. Like, man, you just spit on me. It was just a tiny bit. I know you didn't do it on purpose.
I barely felt it. I saw it, but I mean.
Watch that. It was just a tiny bit. I know you didn't do it on
purpose. That's where both of y'all just kind of look at each other like. I know you saw the spit. I know.
You just keep on talking.
You don't mention it.
We don't mention it. So,
This
person owed him $150.
Mm-hmm.
The same person owed $14 billion.
Yes.
Gosh. You keep giving somebody that much money.
Kind of money back then.
I can understand how you do that. The scripture says if your brother have need, you give it to him. If he asks you that for your jacket, you give him a cloak also.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If he asks you to go a mile, you go twain. You're really looking out for his best interest. So I'm making sure that you have what you need.
Reading on.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 28. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence.
You owe me. You've done this to me. You
wronged me.
You wronged me, and you owe me. I'm owed something right now. Go ahead.
And he laid hands on him.
Go ahead.
And took him by the throat.
And choked his niggas.
Saying, pay me that thou owest.
You know you owe me. Read.
And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.
Same thing he said to the king.
Mm-hmm.
And he
have
would
patience with me.
Kind.
Yeah.
And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt.
I'm going to hold this against you.
And how can he pay the debt if he's in prison? You can't.
True. And with that
is the time is equal to whatever. Okay, well, you got to spend this much time in here to pay that off.
That's real jail.
Yeah.
But that's not, we don't throw nobody in jail as far as Albuquerque Police Department or mm-hmm. Santa Fe State Penitentiary.
Right.
What we do is we hold that shit against them.
Uh-huh.
And we don't give them a chance to make it right.
Remember Family Guy? Stu and Brian?
I don't, but bring it out.
Wow. Brian owes Stewie some money.
Yeah, where's my money?
And then towards the end of the episode, Stewie just starts unloading on Brian, like shoots him in the kneecap, busts him open.
he beat him up.
Yeah, like mafia style. My money, Brian. he just almost damn near kills him.
Gosh.
In the episode. It was there for $5.
Yeah. They must have read the Bible.
Yeah, that's how we do all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold this against you, and I'm not gonna give you a chance to make it up. But let's be real with this before I know where some people's minds want to go. First, his servant or his fellow brother first did what?
He asked him.
He asked for forgiveness.
For patience, like, and you wait that, and you wait.
There was some form of contrition.
God.
There was some form of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just as blind. You're just forgiven, but you ain't did nothing to make it up. You ain't did nothing to try and make it right. No. He brought it to him, but then he held it against him. When a person was like, give me a chance to make it up to you. This person was like, no, I'm not on that right now. So I want to make sure we understand all the dynamics that's happening within this right here. And not just be on this blind, religious, Beyonce crazy in love type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm just forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. And the person ain't trying to show no repentance. They're not trying to reconcile. They're not trying to make things right. No, that's not what this is talking about here. This servant went to his fellow laborer, demanded his money, true enough, but when a person asked for mercy, asked for patience, they were on their knees. Did we not just read that?
Yeah, he fell down on his knees.
They fell to their knees in contrition. At that point, what should the servant should have done?
They had
forgiving. Because they showed repentance. But if they didn't show repentance, and we're going to get to that, but let's finish what we're reading.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 30. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespass.
And again, this is because we have so much church in us, and religious lies taught to us, and reconciling. Let's go to Matthew chapter 18. We're already there. Let's jump up to verse 15. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
What is that process right there?
That's where you have the problem, but you're showing the contrition. You know what? I'm going to go to you so that we can work these things out, so we can reconcile. I don't want this thing to cause that rift between us. You see, so it's the reconciliation.
And with that also, and again, because people don't put reality to these scriptures. If I feel, Shalom, you did something to me, and it was a trespass against me, a lot of people will read this scripture, and they'll think that, well, Shalom, because you did something against me, because, Shalom, you did something to me that offended me, I need to come tell you how you offended me. But a lot of times when people go in that mindset, they're not ready to hear what they did to receive that offense. We think it's just about, since you trespassed against me, I get a chance to tell you what you did. I get a chance just to blame you for what you did. And now if you don't hear me, you're off. If you don't hear me, you're wicked. No, this is about, if we don't talk, then I got to let you know, hey, you offended me. Okay, cool, brother, I'm glad you talked to me, because now I need to tell you what the hell you did that led up to that.
Am I your enemy because I let me tell you the truth?
Cool, so I'm glad we're going to sit down and talk about this. Because when you did this, and you did this, and you did this, that's why I was like, no, I ain't fucking with you right now. Now that gives me a chance to refer, okay. You know, I
was kind
of,
I was in the moment.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't consider anything about what I was doing that was actually offending you. But in that time, that's what we're supposed to be able to reconcile and talk. And Masaba, when you did this here, and Masaba, you've been doing this. Masaba, you've been laying the pattern of this type of shit out. You've been an asshole. You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. Oh, Wow. And I got fed up of it. So when you asked me to come help, and I didn't, that's why I didn't come help. That's when I'm supposed to be able to recognize, oh, shit, I really didn't know. He said, admonish that friend. And maybe he's not done it.
Yeah.
And if he has done it, he do it no more. Cool. But I'm about to use this offense I had, but you just need that so that now I'll be open to receive what you're saying. But if I'm at the point I'm not trying to hear, you're not just going to take the blame that you offended me. But I'm not going to hear shit about what I've done to bring that offense. Then that's when we read the rest of the scripture. Now it's time to get some witnesses. I was trying to tell Solomon how he offended me, but Solomon was telling me how I offended him and laid out a pattern of shit. And I thought that was fucked up that he wouldn't listen to me. Hold on, Mashaba. That's what the witness of Mashaba. Okay, Mashaba, you said you were offended at this action, but Mashaba, he's telling you what led up to that offense of what you was doing. Now, if I'm at the point where I'm not trying to hear you, Solomon, or any other three witnesses in the room, then if you keep reading the scripture, that now makes me what?
Really?
Then it goes to the council for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I'm still not trying to hear that, because I'm stuck on, look, Diane, listen. Shama offended me. Mm. And y'all ain't listening. But you know, I know what it is, because y'all are friends. It's conspiracy. I know
y'all
what it is.
Up on me.
Yeah. So all y'all just ganging up on me then, right? I suppose it's Dre Day. I bet, all right? Let's do this then. If the whole count in front of everybody is like, no, Mashaba, you're in the wrong. And I'm still not trying to hear that.
So the scripture says, note that man and have no company with him.
That's when it says, treat him as a publican and a heathen.
Yeah.
Note that man have no company with him. He got issues. It's not just this Mary Poppins.
Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, spoonful of sugar. Smith's Family Robinson. I know I'm using some old references and shit. I can't use the Huxtables. I mean that's old. These TV shows were 30 minutes. It's less than 30 minutes because you got 12 minutes of commercials and 22 minutes.
They saw all of life's problems.
We had the problem. We had a commercial.
It wasn't no
big there was problem. A rift. But then in the last segment, the last 5 minutes of the show, everything's fixed. We family. We good. It's all good. That ain't no reality. That is not reality. And making things right, I got to be prepared to let somebody know what they've done, but I got to be prepared to hear what I've done. It's not just a blame game. And making things right. So it's a lot more intricate than okay, I went on a diet.
And I unloaded all of it. This is how it is. I am out. Drop the mic.
Right. No. That's not how this goes. That's not how it works. So that's dealing with the David Tone, man. I do want to get more into those scriptures and more into that class. But as we look at the High Holy Days that's coming up, as we're coming into the memorial of trumpets tonight, the last time we gathered together and looking at the Hebrew calendar would have been first fruits, which was basically, what, the third month, like 10th day, if I remember? Yeah, because Passover was the first month, 14th day. Then the next day you have unleavened bread, Passover, and then first fruits. Uh-huh. 50 days later, we'll put you around somewhere in the third month, like the third month, 10th day. That was the last time Israel, besides the weekly Sabbath that we held in each location, each city, the next national gathering would be the Memorial of Blowing Trumpets, seventh month, first day, mm-hmm. for a national coming together. Now, coming together nationally, it's been 4 months since we've seen each other. So that any offenses that have been committed, anything that's been done, we've been separate. And none got worked out. So now we're coming together for the seventh month, first day, trumpets. We all coming together. Beautiful. But now coming together, a lot of old shit, a lot of buried feelings
pop up.
are going to pop up. It's going to be that, you know how we get with family reunions? That's why I see. I knew why we don't ever get together more.
That's why I don't know. Because you always there.
Yeah, you always doing this.
You don't do this.
You ain't changed a bit. All that comes up. Now we come to what? Okay, we came back together for the 7th month, first day. 10 days later, David told me. Okay, let's make things right. Let's go and get back together. But we need some time for that. So there's a lot of things that get worked out.
They got swept under the rug.
Yeah. Issues that we ain't dealt with. So a lot of more sides has to wait another...
You said like 4 weeks? Oh, another week. Yeah.
For trumpets. For tabernacles.
Oh, no. Atonement.
Right. That's what I said. We went from trumpets
to atonement.
To
atonement. Then another week.
Then another week. Because we had a lot of shit to work out. It ain't just because that one day and then it's all good.
Wow, I see what you're getting at.
It ain't that one day that we went on a diet and now, because I went on this diet and now took some herbs and got some cleansing going on that now we good. Hell no, we ain't good.
Timing.
Yeah. And then we come to what? Tabernacles. And you know, ain't nobody going home. We're going to sleep in these tents.
Together.
We're going to sleep in these tents together.
This is one of the days required.
When we wake, so I wake up, exactly. So I wake up in the morning.
I see.
I'm seeing you. I go to sleep that night. I'm seeing you.
We got a whole week.
A whole week. We're going to be together.
And guess what?
It's 8 days. It's a vlog.
You can't escape this.
No one's going home.
No, you staying here.
No, we right here. And we're going to remember how we all set up a tent. This is how we started. We started in these tents.
We started
from the bottom.
Now we're here.
We back at the bottom. No, you're not going home to your comfort. No, you're not going home to this, that, and the third. No.
Right.
We're going to stay here. We're going to see each other, smell each other, be around each other. 8 days. And that's 7 days. It's eight days. We're going to work it out. We're going to work this shit out. For now. If it takes 8 days, then it takes 8 days. Then, that's done. All good. Then the next month we have Purim. And then what am I missing? Then we have Hanukkah.
Before Purim.
Okay, Hanukkah. Then Purim. Mm-hmm. Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Hanukkah. Now it's time to rededicate. We are the temple. We have to clean our temples up. We have to clean ourselves up. We have to rededicate, which is what the word Hanukkah means. Then Purim. Now we'll give each other gifts. And we remember who our true enemies were. Haman, the Edomite.
Mm-hmm.
And how you want to kill all of us, that we're all in this together. We're not each other's enemy. We have real enemies. Then we go back to the Passover. Remember how Most High passed over us and killed our enemies again. How we became a nation in the first place.
That is something else.
The way the Most High does things, come back to some of this madness that's being talked about. I ain't going to mention nobody's name in particular, but this madness is talked about that the Passover was done away with, David Thomas done away with.
Right.
You stupid.
You're unlearned.
You're illiterate.
It just makes even more sense.
You're ignorant.
The way everything is timed and what's going on here it's a whole, it's a cycle I never even looked at.
Yes.
Every high holy day.
It has meaning. Most of it is a God of understanding.
The order of the day. Wow. Yeah. I never looked at it that way.
So again, there's this teaching going out now that the pastor's done away with and David Thomas done away with. You don't get it.
Yeah.
Christ is our atonement. But how is Christ our atonement? He took the offenses that we committed against him. He showed us how to what? This is how you make things right. If it meant him dying, give me the example of having to give up his life so that there can be unity and peace.
Yeah, so there's no greater love than this that a man laid down his life for his brother.
Right. Turn the other cheek. So you've been offended? Before you jump back and try to take his eye out, okay, let's talk. again, if you came up to me, Shama, and just slapped the snot out my nose, like you was playing semi-pro football, and just hit me upside my head, bow! Before I react and hit you back, I need to take the time to hold up. After I get up off the floor, after I wipe the blood from my nose, after I find the tooth, look at Shalomar. You think he will slap somebody soft? Before I go try to pick up a chair, get a knife, get a gun.
Right. Or grab him by the throat.
Or try and grab him by the throat. I need my Shalomar.
Yeah.
What was that for? My voice might be a little trembly. I might be speaking through blood. But Shama, what was that for? I'm sorry because you did this, you did that, you did this. Damn, I really didn't realize. I'm sorry. Before I go eye for eye, tooth for tooth, Christ showed us how to live that way. We can work things out. We got to find a way to work things out. That was Christ dying for our sin. That was Christ being that atonement. He showed us how to work things out. And then making an atonement between us and the Father, somebody got to be bruised. Somebody got to take an ass whooping. Somebody take an L. Said the Most High. So now there could be a reconciliation with Israel and the Most High. So I'll take this L right now. But I'm looking for an example that y'all got to take L's to make things right with each other. And making things right with each other, you make things right between you and the Most High. So he took that, he is our atonement. That doesn't mean that the Day of Atonement is done away with. That don't mean that the Passover was done away with. That's where we became a nation. What are you talking about? Why would that be taken away?
Again, it doesn't make sense because even Christ celebrated Passover.
Kind of. So, being the Passover, so.
Right. And being born before the Passover, too. That even then, that logic still makes no sense.
That really don't make no sense.
There's nowhere in Scripture that say Christ let the Passover go away.
Right.
Like Christians want to say the law is done away with using Matthew 17, right?
Right.
No, that doesn't make any sense, period.
And if we look at it, if this is what we're supposed to remember, this is where we became a nation. What were we going through when we became a nation? Tribulation. Hell, our enemies was really putting it on us.
Yeah.
This is where we were formed at. This was our origins.
It started in Egypt.
This is where it started in Egypt.
Yeah.
That's where we started as a nation. So why would that be done, Pat? Why would that be done away with?
Right, because even in Proverbs it says, "Remove not the ancient cornerstone."
Right.
So it's talking about you're trying to get rid of something that to put into just concept. That's like saying that you as a person, you have no mother, you have no father,
mm-hmm.
You were not born. So the woman that gave birth to you does not exist.
Right.
What are you talking about?
So are you saying ignore you then?
Okay.
You're really just a ghost, I guess. Ain't really here. Right. All right, cool. All
right. We can do that.
All right.
All right, man. I mean, it's good. It's your call. That's like saying about Jesus, they had no mother or father.
Right.
Right.
So, again, all the everything the Most I gave us. Anybody remember that scripture?
That's right.
God's a God of understanding.
It is.
Ephesians 1 and 17, I think.
Let's try it.
Don't say it right. So the God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the kingdom of heaven. No, it says, but the next verse says, the eyes of your understanding enlightened. It's not that one.
It might have been something that's been said for years. It might be one of those sayings, but it was never First Chronicles 22 and 12. It's the closest one we'll be able to find right now.
First Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 12. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God.
We can get this Romans 12 and 2, that works.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Most High.
Right. It is about us understanding what the will of the Most High is. Again, so it's not just about going on a diet as much as it is about us reconciling with each other so we can so that we might be reconciled with the Most High. It's not just about we get together for the Passover and have lamb and we're good to go. As much as it is us remembering we are the nation of Israel. We are the children of the Most High. And that his laws, I mean, what they're really about, what they're really for, what they're really concerning. That, again, and it's not the technicality of the law, but it is understanding what is the will of the Most High. What is it that he's really trying to get us as his children to accomplish? What mindset does he want us to be in? How are we supposed to really be doing things? That's what we should be working to achieve. That's what we should be working to get to. Okay, so again, tonight is the memorial of the blowing of trumpets. It's just another Sabbath. Until we get in our land, it's another Sabbath to be observed. As you know, no sex if you can. Use this time as it is a double Sabbath. Pray to the Most High. Send a lot of prayers to the Most High. And ask him to come quickly. One prayer in particular that I'm asking everybody to read. Let's go to Ecclesiasticus, chapter 36, in the Apocrypha. That's right. No, Ecclesiastes is Syriac. Chapter 36. Which verse are we start at, y'all?
We start at the beginning. Verse 1.
Is that what we saw?
Yeah.
All right.
Ecclesiastes chapter 36 and verse 1. Have mercy upon us, O Lord God of all, and behold us. And send thy fear upon all the nations that seek not after thee.
This is a prayer that I'm asking about that we do send up tonight in your own individual homes. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, the power of all, and behold us. And send your fear upon all the nations that seek not after thee. Read on.
Lift up thy hand against the strange nation, and let them see thy power. As thou wast sanctified in us before them.
Meaning, as the nations have seen us get punished, as the nation of Israel. They're seeing us in the ghettos and the slums. They're seeing us poverty stricken. They're seeing us having no hope. They're seeing us on the bottom. Black Lives Matter movements. The Planned Parenthoods across the country, across the nation, across everywhere. The blatant police brutality. That as the nations are seeing us go through our punishments, then, Father, it's time to punish the nations for what they've done. So now let them see you as we've had to see you. That as we did those things that were unpleasing to you and had to be punished, Father, it's time to get them. Reading on.
So be thou magnified among them before us.
Show us that if you really are back on our side, then show us, get them. Read.
And let them know thee. As we have known thee.
Now it's time to let them be punished the way we've been punished. It's time for them to be judged the way we were judged. Having all hope stricken from us. All the brutalities. All the atrocities that we had to receive. Because we didn't keep your way. We didn't do things your way. Now it's time to let the nations feel the same wrath. They've destroyed your earth. Get them now the way you got us. Read.
That there is no God but only thou, O God.
Read.
Show new signs.
Show new signs. Read.
And make other strange wonders.
Have different new stuff happen that nobody can explain. That only you did it. Go ahead.
Glorify thy hand and thy right arm, that they may set forth thy wondrous work.
Let it be known that it's you. It wasn't no hurricane blue. It wasn't no typhoon, Jet Li. Let more was you. Let more volcanoes appear. Let more earthquakes appear. You had the greatest, one of the biggest, you had the largest forest fire in American history just recently. It was not still burning in California. You had forest fires on both coasts at the same time. Let more of these things happen. Let more unexplained things that no one can explain why it's happening. let more of it happen. Read.
Raise up indignation.
Get pissed off, Father. Read.
And pour out wrath.
Read.
Take away the adversaries.
And take away our adversaries. Read.
And destroy the enemy.
And yes, Father, we're praying that you might destroy the enemies, the ones who are trying to keep your truth back, the ones who are trying to prevent Israel from coming together. Destroy them. Get them out the way. They're not trying to help. They're trying to bring down. Destroy them. Read.
Make the time short.
And make this time short. Get us out of here. Read.
Remember the covenant and let them declare.
Remember your covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we are your people. Remember the covenant you made with Abraham, that we're going to dwell in the land 400 years, that we're going to be afflicted and done wrong, that you're going to bring us back home. Please remember your covenant. Remember your promise that you made. Read.
And let them declare thy wonderful works.
Read.
Let him that escapeth be consumed by the rays of the fire.
If they escape the city, then let them be caught up in some type of fire. They're trying to run away from your judgment? Then cool. Let them be caught up by a rage of some type of fire. Read.
And let them perish that oppress the people.
Oppress
the people.
Oh, we always read this. I always say that prayer is thy people. My bad. And let them perish that oppress the people. Those that are oppressing Israelites, let them perish. They're trying to hold Israel down from coming up and being who you want us to be. Let that person perish. Read.
Smite and thunder the heads of the rulers of the heathen.
All the rulers of the heathen, strike them in the head like you would a snake. Read.
That say, there is none other but we.
The ones that say that the only way, only rulership, the only government, the only way it's going to be is like for the American way. Read.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob together.
Gather all the tribes, all 12 tribes. Gather all 12 tribes of Jacob together. Go ahead.
And inherit thou them.
Bring us back. Read.
As from the beginning.
Go ahead.
O Lord, have mercy upon the people.
Have mercy upon the people, Israelites. Go ahead.
That is called by thy name.
And what people are called by the Most High's name?
Only Israel.
The Israelites. Read.
And upon Israel.
And upon Yahshua Allah, Israel. Read.
Whom thou hast named thy firstborn.
Read on.
O be merciful unto Jerusalem, thy holy city.
Be merciful unto Jerusalem, your holy city. Go ahead.
The place of thy rest.
Read.
Fill Zion with thine unspeakable oracles.
Fill Zion. Fill it. Bring us back your word. Bring us back to your scriptures. Go ahead.
And thy people with thy glory.
Read.
Give testimony to those that thou hast possessed from the beginning.
Who is the Most High possessed from the beginning?
Only Israel.
The Israelites. So give us now the same testimonies you gave our father Abraham when you saved him. Give us now the same testimonies you gave our father Isaac. You gave our father Jacob. Give us the same testimonies you gave to Moses, to Joshua, to David, to Samson, to Samuel, to Elijah, to Elisha, to Ezekiel, to Jeremiah, to Isaiah, to Habakkuk, to Obadiah, to Micah, to Malachi. Give us those same testimonies of how you're there for us the same way you was there for them. Give us the same testimonies that you gave to Daniel being in the lion's den. Give us the same testimonies you gave to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego of being in the fire and the fire never touched them. Give us a chance to have the same testimonies that we can praise you, Father, that you've been there with us and you're there with us. Give us the same praise you gave Mordecai when Haman had set this decree out to kill all the Jews. Give the same testimony how you saved them and helped them through what they was going through. Give the same testimony you gave, even though it killed Samson, how he destroyed more of his enemies than David's death. Give us those testimonies, Father. Give testimonies unto those that you have possessed from the beginning. Read.
And raise up prophets.
And raise up who?
And raise up prophets.
And raise up businessmen.
And raise up prophets.
And raise up prophets. Go ahead.
That have been in thy name.
That are here to prophesy in your name, Father. Read.
Reward them that wait for thee.
And do what?
Reward them that wait for thee.
And reward them. I forgot all about this. I needed this verse right here. Mm-hmm. Reward them that wait for you. Let us not be ashamed of waiting for you, Father. Read.
and let thy prophets be found faithful.
And let the prophets be not false prophets. Let thy prophets be found faithful. Read.
O Lord, hear the prayer of thy servants, according to the blessing of Aaron over thy people.
And what was the blessing of Aaron over the people? Let's get it real quick. Numbers 6:23, 6:29. It might be Numbers 6:23-29. But hold the Apocrypha. We're coming right back to it.
Starts with speak unto Aaron.
Yeah.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 23. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel.
Bless who?
The children of Israel.
Yeah.
Saying unto them, verse 24, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So in Ecclesiastes, or Syriac, chapter 36, verse 17, it says what?
O Lord, hear the prayer of thy servants, according to the blessing of Aaron over thy people.
Then, all right, so what was the blessing of Aaron? We just read that. And that was Numbers 6, 23 through 29?
Yes, sir. All right. 27.
Through 27.
23 through 27, Numbers chapter 6.
Reading on with Ecclesiastes.
Then all they which dwell upon the earth may know that thou art the Lord, the eternal power. All
right. So that is a prayer that we send up a lot. All right. So tonight, as you're praying to the Father, as we come into this double Sabbath, that's a prayer that you should read. Let's also go to Psalm chapter 70. Chapter 70 and verse 1 down. Whoever's got it, read it.
Psalm 7. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
A lot of times when we send this prayer out in a congregation setting, we'll say us. All right, this is one of the prayers for protection. That if you are solo by yourself, put your name in there. But usually in the congregation form, we say it all together, we'll say us. But go ahead and do it. Please start over.
Psalm 7. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame and say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
Right, don't hold back, Father. We need your help. We really need your help. And on Psalms 23. Here's another good one.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Right. And then there's the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 down.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen.
Right. And then Psalms 121.
Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
All right, so these are some y'all brothers have any songs y'all recommend in this last 90 seconds?
I usually go to the one above it, which is Psalms 120.
Okay.
Psalms chapter 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I can teach it, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My song, my soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Facebook.
Psalms 130.
Psalm 92.
Y'all bring it.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A foolish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. When the wicked spring up as the grass, when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire, O mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear the desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Anybody else? That's a beautiful one. That's 92?
Yeah. Psalms 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his words do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord, more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
And that was Psalms
130.
130, nice. Anyone else?
I'll do 43, Psalms 43. Judge me, O power, and lead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the power of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of the Most High, unto God, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O power, my power, O God, my power. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?
hope in the Most High, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my power.
Nice. That was Psalms 43.
All right.
All right, cool. So with that, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. This has been our amazingly quick Sabbath class. Again, if you did want to go over the Sabbath readings, you can tune into or log on to the YouTube channel ISBHPK Live, and they did record the Sabbath readings live in video form, video format. So if you really want to still keep up with the Sabbath readings, it's supposed to be Deuteronomy chapter 23. Nine
verses 10 through.
Just a second ago. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 10 through Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 20. It's only really one chapter, mm-hmm. two chapters, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter and a half. Again, the brothers for ISBHPK, Houston, they did go over this on video. That's why I wasn't really pressing that we so much did it here. As some of the things that come up, the David Tolman forgiveness, that really did come out of nowhere. That came out of this conversation we were having, and just covering that a little bit. But if you really want to keep up with the Sabbath readings, please log on to the YouTube channel ISBHPK Live, and it's been recorded, it's been archived. You can go check it out, watch it at your leisure. If there's been any Sabbath class that you might have missed, they've been consistent in keeping the Sabbath classes going. You can log on to ISBHPK Live and catch up with any of the Sabbath readings you might have missed. All right, as we're, as it, a lot of people know, as we let the mall go here in Albuquerque, we're no longer at Coronado Center Mall. We're in the midst of reforming, regrouping, reanalyzing, to be honest. The direction and what we're doing. So we are beyond the normal instability that we face. We're faced with that right now also. So we're trying to keep the Friday Sabbath classes, the Saturday morning library classes going. We're trying to make sure that stays consistent above all things, that we're here every Saturday at Conference Room Number 2 at the Downtown Public Library, which is 501 Copper.
Yes, sir.
Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico. 87102. All right, we're really trying to fight to make sure this keeps going, if nothing else. We're in a struggle. All right, we're in a battle. We're in a fight. We're in, as Scripture says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual beings in high places. As Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 and 17 tells us, the devil's going to come down upon Noah's keeping commandments because he knows he has great wrath. With great wrath, because he knows he has a little bit of time. That it really is trying to get everybody's love to wax cold. It really is trying to give everybody a reason not to gather together, not to be around each other. As Christ said, it's impossible to be in this work and not be offended. And as much as sometimes we know these things will happen, to actually live through them, to actually go through these things, and still try and find that pure outlook, and still trying to find that a pure outlook, we really truly are wrestling against flesh and against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. They've